Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, October 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
maybe he should make his version of events public at this stage.
Chaos in Sinn Féin over Brian Stanley resignation and armed man arrested outside another Trump rally. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Sinn Féin leader has passed the complaint made against TD Brian Stanley to the Gardaí. He's resigned from the party, claiming he was unfairly treated by an inquiry into a complaint against him. Mary Lou MacDonald says the internal process has now been suspended. Deputy Stanley says the process was seriously flawed. Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson, Pat Daly, says he thinks if Brian Stanley's unhappy about his treatment, he should talk about it publicly.
He, I understand, was allowed to make a counter complaint in relation to the whole incident. You know, if he does feel that that is the case, maybe he should make his version of events public at this stage, rather than just saying that he feels he was unfairly treated. He should maybe give his version of events.
A man armed with two guns and two fake passports has been arrested near a Donald Trump rally. Vem Miller was stopped at a checkpoint in California's Coachella Valley on Saturday and taken into custody. Officials say the incident didn't endanger the former US president or his supporters and don't think it was an assassination attempt. Sheriff Chad Bianco describes what detectives discovered in the suspect's car.
The deputy eventually found multiple passports with multiple names, multiple driver's license with different names. The vehicle was unregistered, and the license plate was what we in law enforcement would recognize as one that is homemade.
Balloting will begin today for strike action by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Large gaps in the nursing and midwifery workforce, which the INMO says is impacting the ability of members to provide safe care, is behind the move. The union says many nursing posts are being left vacant, leaving many existing staff having to work on days off or do unpaid work. INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says the HSE's purpose is to delay filling the vacant nursing posts.
We had a gathering of nurses and midwives in Dublin on Saturday. And, they're saying it's now almost a 12-month process to place an ad, to go through all of the steps that the HSE have now put in place prior to recruitment. So its purpose is to delay, and many times the request to fill the post is denied.
More than 1,400 people have been killed in Lebanon by Israeli attacks, according to Lebanese authorities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday called for all peacekeeping troops to be removed from Lebanon. The Defence Forces here says all Irish peacekeepers are well and accounted for. However, security analyst Senator Tom Clonan says Irish troops in the war zone need to be rotated.
Troops are not safe. They're in harm's way. That's something that Irish troops have experienced before. It would be difficult for the Irish government to unilaterally withdraw our troops. But on the ground, the troops at 6-52, the 33 troops there that have been isolated and at one point surrounded by the Israelis, they need to be what's called relieved in place. They need to have those personnel rotated out of that post to get them back to battalion headquarters.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says the consistent killing of civilians in Gaza represents a war crime. Micheál Martin says he's shocked at the scenes which developed in northern Gaza at the weekend, where Israeli airstrikes have left dozens of civilians dead. Micheál Martin is bringing Ireland's concerns to an EU foreign affairs meeting in Luxembourg today, saying the violence has to stop.
I think this is systematic. It's in line with previous calls to expel people from an area, from northern Gaza in particular. And the consistent killing of innocent civilians, in my view, represents a war crime.
A man in his 50s is due in court today, charged after drugs worth over 1.9 million euro were seized in Dublin. The discovery was made in a swoop across the capital on Friday. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
A car was stopped and searched on the south side during the first seizure on Friday under Operation Citizen. Gardaí recovered over 10,000 Zopiclone and Alprazolam tabs worth €20,000 from the car. They then carried out more searches across the capital and found further drugs at a business premises on the south side and the same drugs again when they searched a premises in the city centre. Cash worth €4,500 was recovered in the west and south of the city and evidence related to drugs trafficking across the city. A man in his 30s who was arrested appeared before the Criminal Court of Justice on Saturday evening. The second man in his 50s who was arrested will appear before Tara District Court at 10:30 this morning.
There's a call on the next government to take urgent action to tackle the student accommodation crisis. The USI also want third level fees scrapped, including at postgraduate level, to provide equal access to education. The USI is launching its student manifesto today ahead of the upcoming general election. Union of Students in Ireland President Chris Clifford says the government must step up to tackle shortages.
We're looking at a focus of a strategic plan for student accommodation. There's a shortfall of over 30,000 beds at the minute and there's no clear plan. So this is something that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later. Look, I know it's something that won't be solved tomorrow, but we need to have a plan for the next 5 to 10 years as how to address this because it's only going to get worse.
In entertainment news, a professional Strictly dancer has defended her celebrity partner after a viral video caused hundreds of people to suggest he'd made her feel uncomfortable. Welsh opera singer Wyn Evans slid his hand around the middle of Katia Jones' waist during Saturday night's show, which she then pushed away. It's understood that the Strictly welfare team have checked in on the pair. And in sport, in soccer, despite a spirited second-half performance, the Republic of Ireland return home from Greece with nothing following a 2-0 loss in the UEFA Nations League last night. The second goal came in the 91st minute after Ireland being on top for a lengthy period. Elsewhere, Lee Carsley appears to have distanced himself further from taking on the role of England manager permanently. That's after a 3-1 win over Finland. Jack Grealish, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Declan Rice all found the back of the net in Helsinki, and the interim boss Carsley admits that the successful applicant will need to be world class.
It's one of the top jobs in the world. You know, obviously I'm not part of the process, but you know, it deserves a top coach, the players that we've got available. You've got a real chance of winning.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.